31 and 32.
I don't. Amen. I don't know what you normally do, but we're going to go ahead and read our scripture. Amen.
Amen.
It says, Ephesians 4, 31 and 32, which is on your program. It says, let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Verse 32, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, hath forgiven you. Amen. Our morning message is, love will get you through this. Amen. Anybody know anything about love?
Amen.
Love will get you through this. Now we're going to be talking about, amen, the Apostle Paul. Y'all know Paul, don't you? Amen.
Yeah.
In this particular chapter of Ephesians, amen. Paul, who was once Saul, amen. Mm-hmm. But I believe he had a great, amen, transformation on the Damascus Highway. Now, according to the New Testament, this conversion of Paul was an event in the life that led him to cease or stop persecuting early Christians and to become a follower of Jesus the Christ. Mm-hmm. This same Paul, he said, I am a prisoner for the Lord Jesus Christ. And I am simply that because I chose to serve him. Sometimes we feel like we might be in a prison just because we choose to serve the Lord. Amen. But they arrested Paul. They put him in a prison and they thought they did it maybe just to silence him. But Paul said, I can hear him thinking. He said, but that didn't stop my hands from writing. Amen.
That's right.
He picked up the paper. He picked up a pen. Amen. And he began to write. And that's where we have the Pauline epistles. Amen. Mm-hmm. Now, this particular letter was to the church of Ephesus, the Ephesians. This was to the entire region of churches, not just one, but to the entire region. Amen.
Amen.
And he says to them, he said, I want to encourage you to be humble, to be gentle, to be patient with one another. And he said, always think about one another, making allowances for each other because of your love. And he says, why? Because love is the only thing that will get you through whatever you got to go through. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, I believe Paul's bondage, it was not a disappointment to him. Amen. He did not give the Gentiles any credit, for he knew whom he served. Amen.
Amen.
You just got to know whom you're serving today. Amen.
Right.
It was the Lord who was on Paul's side. It was not man. Amen.
Amen.
So even in the midst of being in prison, he was bound, but he said, I've got to lay a foundation for the church. He said, everything has got to fit and work together. We must stay united in the spirit. We must be and stay in peace. As a matter of fact, it must be of great peace.
Mm-hmm.
After all, because it's one body, amen,
right,
and it's one spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, and one Lord,
right,
that we are serving, amen.
Right.
It says Christ is the head, so the body of Christ should fit and join together, amen,
right,
and we must be supported by every joint, amen,
amen,
so that each part does its job and does it very well.
Yeah.
We cannot walk or talk together unless we have the love of God, amen,
amen,
on our side. Says there has got to be a sense of oneness. You know how the body, amen, look at our bodies,
mm-hmm,
how we fit together, amen.
Mm-hmm.
The head, amen, is joined to the neck, and the neck is joined to the shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
The shoulder joined to the elbow,
mm-hmm,
the elbow to the arm and to the hand, and so forth and so on, amen.
Yeah.
That's what Paul was saying. The church has got to fit,
amen,
together, amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Reverend Jane, your leader Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you all are the congregation, but we all got to come and work together as one. Amen. So that the whole body of Christ will come together and fit together. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah. Amen. But I can hear Paul say, well, he said, how is love, amen, going to get us through the things that we may have to face in life? Mm-hmm. Well, number one, love builds character.
Yeah.
Ephesians 4 verse 29b, it says, let everything that you say be good and helpful, so that your words will be an encouragement to those who hear them. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you know that your words can either speak good or speak evil?
That's right.
Amen. So we got to stop being so negative. We got to practice being positive at all times. Mm-hmm. We need to just slow down. Mm-hmm. Amen. Show love.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Amen.
And be kind one to the other. Amen.
Yes.
Your words, amen, can build somebody else up. Amen.
That's right.
Your words can say words of love, or they can say words of hate.
That's right.
It's whatever you choose to say, amen,
that's right,
to build up somebody else. But as you're building up somebody else, you're also building up yourself. Amen.
Amen.
You got to build up your character. Amen. And when you build up somebody else, you're also building up the character that lives on the inside of you. Amen.
Amen.
Number two, it says that love shows compassion. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Colossians 3 verse 12 and 13. It says, I chose you to be my holy people. So you must clothe yourselves with tender hearts. You must be in mercy. Be kind. Show humility, gentleness, and patience. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Can we just have tender hearts one for the other? Amen.
Yeah.
When your heart, amen, when my heart gets with your heart,
mm-hmm,
amen, and we're saying the same thing, let us speak words of kindness.
Yeah.
Let us speak words of tenderness one to the other. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Show compassion one to the other. Amen. And then number three, I'm not going to be before you long, but I just feel like teaching a little bit,
amen,
this morning. It says love cares, amen, for others. Love cares for others.
Yes.
Matthew 6 and 12 says, and forgive us our sins as we have forgiven those who sin against us. Amen.
Amen.
When we do not forgive others, when we do not forgive others, don't you know that you are holding someone in bondage?
Yes.
You are holding someone captive. You know how somebody may come and just hold you hostage.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You didn't do anything wrong, or at least you didn't feel like you done anything wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But when you don't forgive somebody else, you're holding them as hostage. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We got to break through. Amen. All this hurt and harm that we're going through. And we need to set somebody free today. Amen.
Yeah.
When you set people free, you're simply forgiving them. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We got to forgive. We got to learn how to love one another, because love is the only thing that is going to get us through what we're going through.
Mm-hmm.
Love is the only thing, amen, that'll get us through this. Hallelujah. And then my last part, it says, love cancels debt.
Amen. Amen.
Love cancels debt. D-E-B-T. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Matthew 18, 23 and 33. Anybody familiar with the story of the unforgiving debtor? Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this particular debtor, he wanted to collect, amen, from his servants, amen, who had borrowed money from him. One servant was taken to the king, who had gotten millions of dollars. Amen. He could not pay. So his master said, sell the wife, sell the children, sell everything that they got.
Mm-hmm.
But then the servant pleaded with him, and he said, I cannot pay. He said, can you just please be a little patient with me? Sometimes in this journey that we're living on, we got to learn how to be patient with one another. Amen?
Amen.
So the master began to feel a little tenderhearted for the man. He began to feel a little pity for him. So he released, amen, the hostages, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And he said, the debt has been canceled. Mm-hmm. But then this same servant who tried to get money from another fellow servant, hallelujah. And when the people found out about this, they were outraged. Hey man, and the king, he even found out. He said, what's going on? He said, you are the same man, amen, that I canceled my debt with you, and here you are trying to collect money from another fellow servant. Mm-hmm. He said, the same passion, the same thing that I showed to you, you need to show to that same man, amen?
That's right.
Hallelujah. He said, you too must cancel your debt, amen? Mm-hmm. But he didn't want to do that. He didn't have a forgiving spirit within him. Amen? Mm-hmm. God today says we got to love one another. So we must love. We got to do this. We must have the love that God showed for us. Amen. Mm-hmm. Love is what's going to bind the church together. Love is what's going to keep us together. Amen. Y'all remember that song? Love will keep us together. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. I'm not trying to bring up Tina Turner this morning, but I believe she said, what's love got to do with it? Well, I'm here to let you know that love has everything
right.
to do with it. Amen.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
That's right.
Love, amen, is what's going to bring us through.
Yeah.
Love is patient.
Yeah.
Love is kind. Love does not envy. It does not boast. And it is not proud. When I think about Jesus and all that he had to endure for us,
yeah.
amen, that lets me know that it was love that helped him get through
yeah.
what he had to get through.
Yeah.
And it was love, hallelujah, that helped us, amen. He loved us so much that he gave his life for us, amen.
Yeah.
They whipped my God, amen.
Yeah.
They put our thorns on his head, amen. Hallelujah. They nailed him to his hands and his feet
yes.
to the cross. They buried him, amen. But it didn't end right there, because in 3 days, my God got up again. The debt was canceled, amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah. He forgave us
yes.
of our sins when he died on that cross.
Yes.
He bore our burdens. He bore our pains.
Yes, he did.
He bore the things that we don't need to even go through anymore.
Amen.
He did it all for us. Amen?
Amen.
Greater love, hallelujah, hath no man than this, that a man would lay down his life for his friends. Amen. Now that's love, hallelujah.
Amen.
That's the love that I'm trying to tell you about today.
Yeah.
God is love. Jesus is love.
Yeah.
That's why I know that love is the only thing that's going to see you through.
Yeah.
Love is the only thing that's going to help you women. Amen.
Yeah.
So we got to stop all this stuff. I don't know who I'm talking to, but we got to stop all this bitterness. Amen.
Yeah.
We got to stop all this hatred that sometimes builds up in us. We got to forgive and love one another as Christ loved us.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yes.
He did it for you. Amen. He did it all for us.
Yes.
He didn't have to do it. But wait a minute. I believe he did. Let me take that back. Because had he not done it, amen, the process would not have been completed.
Amen.
So that lets me know he had to do it. Amen.
Yes.
He did it all for us.
Yes.
Amen. He did it for you and he did it for me. And when he did it good.
Yes,
he but he
did.
Had us on his mind. Amen.
Yes, he did.
That's why I can tell you today that love is the only thing that's going to take us through. Love is the only thing that's going to help us through this journey that we're on. Amen.
Amen.
When you look out in the world and you see everything that's going on. Amen. Sometimes I wonder, is love there? Sometimes I wonder, is it more love or is it more hate?
Yeah.
Sometimes I wonder, is it more darkness or is it more light?
Yeah.
Amen. Love is the only thing, amen,
yeah.
that's going to take us through
yeah.
what we got to go through. Anybody know anything about love? Amen.
Yeah. Amen.
Anybody know anything about the man we call Jesus?
Yeah.
The man, amen, that hung there on the cross for you and I.
Yeah.
That's the man I'm talking about today.
Yeah.
Love will get you through this. Amen.
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 I believe that if we want to see, amen, the results of the Lord working in us, amen, I mean working fully in us,
yeah,
then we got to show love one to the other.
Yes,
we got to be kind to each other. We got to be gentle to each other. Amen.
Yeah.
We got to learn to show compassion, yeah, one for the other.
Yeah.
We got to learn to take somebody by the hand,
amen,
and say, you know what? I don't know what you're going through.
Amen.
But whatever you're going through, sister, I believe God will see you through it. Amen.
Amen.
I believe that we're serving our God today. He looks high. Amen. Looking at us high.
Yeah.
Looking down on us. Amen.
Yes.
He said we gotta come together. Let everything fit together. Amen.
Yes.
As one body in Christ,
yes,
Jesus.
Love
is the only thing that'll get you through this.
Amen.
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 God bless you.
Praise
amen.
Him.
Love will. Amen. Get you through.
Amen.
Hallelujah.